Joy.
And I am Grecia. And we are
Basic Brown Nerds.
Hi, welcome to this week's Basic Brown Nerds. We want to talk about the male perspective.
Or not, whatever.
So, yeah, I think that's one thing. Everyone has been listening to our episodes a lot, and it's super cool, but especially the Men Are Trash episode. I've seen it get shared a lot. It makes me super happy. But then the men come up or slide into our DMs trying to be courteous and whatnot. And they're like, oh, but we'd really like to hear about the male perspective. And this has happened to both of us.
Yes, I think. It's happened to me like at work in person. And my response is, it's called Basic Brown Nerds. It's a podcast that we created to give our perspective. And like now men are asking us to give them space when, like, all we ever hear is freaking men and their opinions. Like, no. Stop trying to get into our space.
And I thought it was funny because when you were telling me that story, you were literally saying, you're like, I literally had to create a podcast to say what I wanted to say.
And now you're telling me that you're trying to get in here? No.
Yeah. So I think that's just really frustrating to a point. But at the same time, it's like, okay, yeah, I get you're trying to be allies, but can you just let us speak?
No, but they're not trying to be allies because they are, they're the not all men, right? And the not, and what not all men does is it takes the conversation away from what women are trying to say and makes it about them and how they're not trash. And it's like, we say this all the time, like, who the fuck is you to say you're not trash? Like, you don't get to say you're the exception. Like, that's not how this fucking works. You don't get to walk around the world and just being like, I'm this exceptional man. I'm so nice. I'm not trash. I'm compost. Like, that's not how it works.
Oh my God. I've had men actually just, like, tell me, like, they're compost. But I feel like, so I realized this other thing. I used to definitely try to explain things to everybody. Like, be like, oh, well, this is why you're wrong. When they wanted to have a conversation. And I realized, like, and I feel like I learned this a lot from you. Like, I do not have to give my emotional labor to people.
No, I don't have to explain it to you. And, like, now I love that we have the Men Are Trash episode because I quite literally just direct them to that. I was like, you want to talk to me about this? You need to, I already have this conversation. Every point I need to make, I have it there. I don't actually want to argue with you. To me, this is not a dialogue. To me, this is, like, either you want to listen and hear what we have to say about it or you don't. Like, this is not about me listening to your point of view. Like, I don't care about your point of view. I don't. And also, just, like, I feel like the not all men is the same. It's really the same as the whole, like, girls don't like nice guys. Like, here I am, and I'm a nice guy. And I'm like, well, it's like that meme we posted. It's like, you're probably not as nice of a guy as you think you are. Or also, like, just because you're nice does not mean I automatically owe you my attention. Right. Like, that's, like, another thing. It's, like, I don't owe you my attention at all. And, like, if you happen to like me or you have a crush on me and you happen to be nice, I still don't fucking owe you anything.
That's,
like,
true.
But men just feel like, oh, I got a job and, like, I'm nice, like, why aren't bitches all over me? Like, shut the fuck up. Like, that's not how this works.
The grandma analogy, right? Like, I have a lot of friends, like, especially, like, my Jewish friends. Like, they'll be like, oh, my grandma's trying to set me up. And they'll be like, he's a nice Jewish boy and he's employed. And it's like, why are those the only standards?
Why are our standards so fucking low? Like, I need a lot more people. Like, seriously.
That's, like, even thinking of, oh, what is the girl? Meghan Markle?
Yeah. Well, she's no longer the girl. She's the Princess Meghan Markle. Please get
it right.
The
Duchess, you're right.
Oh, the Duchess, yeah. I just feel like Kate Middleton must be so happy right now that the attention is finally off of her and finally on someone else. Like, can you imagine how, like, everyone's just, like, always watching her for the first time? Finally, they're watching someone else. She's like, thank God they got married.
Like, please have a baby. Sweatpants.
Yeah, no, she's like, please have a baby. Like, then I can finally calm down and relax.
But, like, so I wasn't really following all that. Like, I'm not really big into pop culture and whatnot, but it still ended up on my, like, Instagram feed because everyone's posting memes about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was so funny because I'm just like, what is he have going on besides being the prince? Like, he does stuff, right? Maybe?
Well, apparently they bonded over, like the charity work that they do.
Oh, apparently okay. That like he has to do something.
Yeah, like this is the extent of the knowledge that I have of them is that, and it's because it was one of the memes my friend sent me, and it's like this all started with a blind date. Uh-huh. Like her friend set her up on a blind date with him, and like now she's a freaking princess or whatever. But it was like. They got set up on a blind date, and, like, the first place they went together was Botswana, and then, like, they
did charity work.
And it's just, like, and then they, like, realized they were, like, meant for each other or whatever, which is, like, cool. But, yeah, mm-hmm. So, like, he does stuff like that.
But, yeah, but, like, he was born into that, right? And then, like, yes. If you look at her life, like, she's always been a badass.
He definitely won here. Like,
yeah, he won. Like, he so won.
And, like, she has to give up, like, basically half of her life to be able to be with him. Like, right.
Her dad even, like, that was, like, a whole thing, I think.
I don't know her dad.
So, like, I saw a title that was just, like, her dad just, like, got really uncomfortable with, like, all the attention on him and whatnot. Like cameras and everything.
Yeah, but I don't know if she had to give him up. I mean, like, for the rest of her life, not giving literally up.
But I mean, in general. Yeah. But in the end, I feel like that's the thing. Like, a lot of the times, like, people are just like, oh, what a catch of this man. And then it's like, can we look at the woman? Like,
are people saying that? I feel like my favorite meme is the one of her.
I feel
her.
Like it's older adults.
It's her waving.
No, I think just it's just women in general. Like, people are just like, oh, like, ese hombre, he has a job. Like, when I broke up with my ex, my mom was just like, oh, but he was an engineer.
I thought about him specifically. I'm like,
I think it's, like, a bigger thing for just men. Like, people are like, wow, look at how great. And it's like.
He ain't that good.
Yeah, it's like we, like, the spouse, like, the woman is probably doing a million times more. But, of course, all the focus is always on, like, oh, look at this guy. Like, how great of a catch that you caught him.
And then men want us to give them time for the freaking perspective. Your stupid perspective. Like, literally, calm.
Like, the world revolves around your perspective. Like, nadie te manda to go listen into a podcast. But thanks if you are.
But just, like, what is it about these men that they're, like, they're not talking directly to me and they should be? It's, like, we didn't make this for you. Yeah. We made this for us.
Exactly.
And if you want to go listen to somebody that says what you want, then, like, go listen to them. But, like, we, in general, like, this is the statement in general, not just to men, but in general.
Right.
We don't have to cater to what anyone else wants. Like, this is something that we're doing based on, like, our own vision, and so, like, we don't have to cater to anyone else's needs but mm-hmm. ours, and, like, that's why we appreciate the people that listen so much, because it's, like, they're here for what we're giving them, right? But other people that are, like, están exigiendo que hablemos de lo que ellos quieren, it's, like, we don't actually have to do what you tell us to do, and, you know me, I literally am the type of person that, like, I tell you, I'm, like, I don't do things I don't want to do.
Yeah. Like, you wouldn't join my Fitbit challenge.
No. I just want to do my shit on my own.
That's the level of Grecia does not let anybody tell her what to do.
No, I really don't.
Will not join your Fitbit challenge.
And it's just,
she will run on her own time. She would probably be all of us too.
I just, like, I'm a person that I like to do things on my own terms when I am ready. And it doesn't mean that I don't challenge myself or put myself in uncomfortable situations. Like, I will do that. But it's just, like, also just, like, on my terms. Like, I'm not always up to, like, be like, oh, let me go to this place and hang out with these people. Like, sometimes I just know I'm not gonna have fun. So, like, what's the point of trying?
I feel like that's something a lot of people don't do. Like, instead, you're always making yourself comfortable for other people. Like, I know I do that all the time. Like, it's really, like, for me, that's why it's so hard to set boundaries, because I'm always trying to accommodate for other people. So last week, I even went on a date. I know, it was shocking, right? but, like, I had to reschedule a couple of times because it just didn't fit in my schedule. And then this guy, really nice guy, but he was very persistent as to, like, oh, we should hang out again next week. And I kind of was just like, I can't, I have to, like, rearrange my schedule. And it was so hard to not, like, automatically just, like, change my schedule when somebody asks me to, because then I'm just like, wait, no, I have to make time for myself. And, like, I don't even know this person, but I feel like that's my automatic default. Like, maybe it's just how I was raised, but I feel like a lot of my, like, other female friends do the same thing, where they're just, always like, oh, somebody asked this, let me just like accommodate for you, mm-hmm. especially if it's like a man in your life. Like, even if you don't know them that well, that it's just instantly like, I need to rearrange my entire schedule to accommodate for your needs.
There's a part of me that still wants to like make men comfortable, but I try to be aware of it. So when that comes into play, I try to then just like ignore it or like do mm-hmm. the opposite.
No, same. That's kind of what I was doing all of last week. And then like after a couple times, I was just like, and nobody was bothered by this, you know? And it was just like, oh, like nothing happened. Like the world did not end. Nobody screamed at me. It's like, why can't you? Or whatever. And if that happened, like, why am I fearing that?
Also, just like, if it's somebody that you want to date, like, don't you want them to be understanding of exactly. your schedule?
And like, I'm a busy person. So like, I would want someone else that understands that and is also busy. And then I gave up after again, because I was just like, this is too much work. It's what? It's Tuesday. And I'm already sick of men this week.
Yeah, no. I'm sick of them every day.
Like, I think I made, like, a Facebook status about how I was just like, oh, like, for my services, I'm going to charge according to the wage gap. And then their response, like, this random-ass guy was just kind of like, well, you know, the wage gap isn't actually as big as it is. And, you know, the people are looking at skewed numbers, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's not the freaking point. Like, the point is the fact that there is one in general. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then there's so many other levels to it, right? Like, race, ethnicity. Like, I work in the tech industry. And, like, the more you have higher education, the bigger the wage gap becomes. That is just, like, frustrating, because I was just like, of course, like, here comes another man that just, like, does not like anybody pointing out, like, their fragility, yeah. and then they're like,
But also, there's, like, people that think that, like, we're supposed to engage in a dialogue with them and, like, talk right. to them, but, like, here's the thing. There's a difference between having a dialogue when you listen to me and I'm trying to explain where I'm coming from. But, like, a lot of this time, it's not a dialogue. They're basically trying to prove me wrong, and they're right. not actually listening to what I'm trying to say. And, like, I don't have to engage with you if I can tell that the whole point of this conversation for you is for you to get me to see your side, when the whole point was, like, we were talking about, like, feminism. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, like, I'm supposed to let you prove me wrong that, like, we don't need feminism? Like, I don't need to be part of this conversation. Also, I'm not going to waste my time talking to you when I can clearly tell that you're not open to actual real dialogue. Like, all you want to do is make your fucking point and, like, right. have me agree with you at the end. Like, I hate that. And I literally just don't engage with people anymore. Like, I tell them, mm-hmm. I don't want to have this conversation with you. And I have told it to men, too.
Yeah. I feel like I want to get to that level that I'm comfortable. Like, I definitely did this week. I shut that down, and I was just like, I don't need to engage and give of my emotional labor. And that was the end of that conversation, threw in a meme. but, like, yeah, it's just frustrating, because kind of what you're saying, you know, a lot of guys just want to prove you wrong for some reason. And you're just like, this isn't a two-way conversation.
No.
Like, what? And I feel like it's kind of frustrating to identify when that's happening.
They literally want us to prove to them why we need feminism, because they just, like, are so sure we don't.
But I don't think it's just and with it's, feminism. It's just when a woman speaks sometimes. Like, I have that happen to me all the time. Like, I'm just trying to prove a point, and guys are just like, oh, let me explain to you. And sometimes they even just repeat exactly what I just said.
Yeah. I'm just like, I do point that out. And then, like, I'm just like, are you mansplaining right now? Because I don't care. Like, and I do call men out, because this mm-hmm. happened to me at work.
I want to get to that
where
point.
I created this chart to keep track of something. And then, like, my coworker, who I was basically doing his job at this point, took that same chart and kept sending it out as if he had made it. And being like, here's the latest status. No. And I'm just like, you're literally taking the work that I'm doing and passing it off as your own to keep track of this stuff. That, like, I'm the one, like, what the hell? And the only reason why they didn't go crazy on that project was because everyone else literally knew that I was doing all of the work. But, like, if it seemed like he was doing it, like, I would have said something, because I'm not about to put up with that. It's like, motherfuckers, I'm like, how the hell were you keeping track of shit before I made this chart? Like... What have you been doing when you were supposed to be doing your job?
Oh my God. Yeah, that's really frustrating. But I just find it so ironic how our society is like, oh, men are so strong and like, you know, they're the breadwinners and we're supposed to like look up to them. And then you say one thing against men and they're all butthurt and their feelings, and they're like, oh my God, how dare you? Meanwhile, they're saying shit about us all the time.
Their ego is so goddamn fragile.
Oh, it's like glass. Just like this little glass thing. And I'm just like, what? It's like, do you understand the shit that we endure on the daily?
It's like that, you know, I troll my cousin all the time. He puts up stupid shit on Facebook. I love this. All the time. And like the other day he posted this like image, and it was like an illustration. It was like the woman had like one knife on her back, and it was supposed to show like one time she was hurt, and the dude had like 50 on his back, and he was like comforting her, and like somebody was commenting on it like, yeah, like women don't even appreciate what we do for them, like they just think that we're supposed to be here for them, blah blah blah. I'm like, first of all, you ain't here for us. When we're trying to talk to you, like, you don't listen, so calm the fuck down. Second of all, like, why is it that you think that we're supposed to just, like, recognize your trauma all the time and, like, make up for it? And, like, it's like you want us to, like, instead be the ones constantly comforting you. And, like, I was in a relationship where, like, the man would fuck up. I would bring it up to his attention. We would argue about it. And for some reason, like, he could manipulate me so well that by the end, I was the one apologizing to him.
No, but so many men do that.
And I'm just like, what? Like, I mean, obviously, like, I don't do that anymore. Right. But, like, whenever I think about it, I'm like, how the fuck is it that now I'm the one comforting you when you're the one that fucked up? Like, no. Like, and that's what men want.
And you're just like, I'm sorry. And then you're like, you know, like, an hour passes and you're like, wait, what the fuck? Like, so I...
You're listening to Basic Brown Nerds, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Basic Brown Nerds, this is Joy Valerie, and I have some really exciting news for you. We have launched our merch shop, so you can go to basicbrownnerds.com/shop and rep the Basic Brown Nerd movement. And this is one of the ways that we can keep making high quality content and bring you season 3. Yup, we are bringing season 3 in 2020. And know that when you go to our shop, you're not just supporting us. You are not just supporting the production of this. 100% of the profits goes back into Basic Brown Nerds so that we can bring you more episodes. But also because I want to make all of the ideas that I have a reality, events, and keep bringing you awesome content that every time you listen or see Basic Brown Nerds, you know that these are people just like you, that in this time where people are talking so much crap about us, that you know that our community is strong, powerful, resilient, that we make things out of nothing. And to be honest, that's how we started Basic Brown Nerds almost 3 years ago. We started in front of a computer and just trying to figure it out. So if you've been listening since then, thank you so much. And when you shop from Basic Brown Nerds, you're not just supporting this, you are supporting local business, local Guatemalan-owned business right here in New York. So thank you, and feel free to reach out to us on social media at Basic Brown Nerds, and also to me at Joy Valerie with 2 E's on Instagram and Twitter. I am low-key addicted to social media. That's literally my career. I work in media. So I'm really excited to get to know you all, but also feel free to send me any opportunities, any ways to collaborate, to keep making this bigger and keep Basic Brown Nerds going. So see you next decade in 2020.
Hey, are you a New York City Basic Brown Nerd? Are you also an entrepreneur? Do you want to be surrounded with people just like you over brunch on June 1st? Yes? Well, I'll be on a panel for the executive brunch hosted by the People CPA with the goal to envision and execute, surrounded by amazing young executives who are crushing the game. We'll be networking, enjoying gourmet meals, and an open bar. Yeah, you heard me, open bar. With gifts, giveaways, and an amazing time. So get your ticket and join me because I'll be dropping some gems alongside these panelists. Check the link in this episode description or go to bit.ly/bbn Brunch NYC, all caps. See you there on June 1st.
I was just thinking, you know, like I have like one of my really good friends, I see her and her dynamic with her fiance and it's like really cute, right? You know, she cooks and they both have a very good dynamic. Like they take care of each other and they're very open, but like she's really good at like making sure that he follows his diet because he has dietary restrictions mm-hmm. and like takes his medicine and all this stuff. And cooks for him, and I kind of want that. Like, I was just like, damn. Like,
No, but I want people to understand. She wants the wife. She doesn't want to be the one doing it.
Oh, yeah, no, I want the wife.
Yeah. I just want to make sure people understand what you're saying. But then I
realized, like, wait, like, that works for them, and they love it, and they're cute together. And, like, some people, it works for them. And then I'm thinking about it, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't do that. Like, I just don't fit into that dynamic. And, like, we've had conversations about this, and she loves that dynamic. Yeah. Like, she does it with love, right? Like, when she cooks, well, and, like, does everything.
That's my thing is...
I would do it with annoyance.
Well, my thing is, like, you're allowed to create whatever relationship dynamic that you want. Right. I'm not saying that... Like, if you happen to fall into a relationship, but that's how it works, and, like, you're happy with it, it's one thing. It's another thing where it is an expectation that that's what the woman mm-hmm. is going to do for you always. I feel like
in Latino culture, it's so much of the expectation.
Oh, right? My God. I've been to, like, I remember, like, hearing conversations about someone, and they were criticizing, like, how she doesn't clean her house. And, like, how she doesn't keep it clean for the man. And, like, you know, he's cute. How she doesn't cute.
Cook for him.
Yeah, no, they're like, oh, well, you know, like, he's cute. Like, he can find herself another woman. And I'm just like, and that was one of the things that, like, most, like, annoyed me the most. It's like, when you have a house, you live there together. But if something is not clean, if something is not done right, like, it is always just assumed that it's the woman. Like, no one ever says, like, oh, how come he didn't come home and clean? No one ever fucking says that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always just, like, if the home is not in order, it's because the woman's not doing her job. And, like, what the fuck? If you both live there, like, it's both your responsibility to keep it clean.
Right, and it's, like, I mean, and also, like, it depends on, like, whatever people have agreed to, and if they wanted to agree to that, right? Like, if they've consented to that.
Yeah.
But, so, that kind of got me thinking about, like, the reasons, like, why I would want a man in my life. And I think we started talking about this the other day, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, well, I want someone to make me food, to feed me, and take me out to eat, just eating, right? And then I was, like, thinking of every alternative, and I think even just making the list, I was like, okay, I need food to be fed, I need someone to tell me to take my medicine and keep me on track, and I want someone to, like, go on adventures with me, and occasionally, you know, just, like, bang it out.
Occasionally.
A lot of times, bang it out. But, like, and also, like, and I was like, okay, and I guess you need men to procreate. And then, so, like, I'm thinking about this, and even the other day when we were walking.
Kind of. It's not necessary.
Right, so then I was thinking about it, and then I was like, and I went on this date, and I was like, I'm kind of looking for a wife, not a husband. I'm looking for a wife, but, mm-hmm. like, in a male body. and I was thinking about it, and I was just like, well... I guess for the food, I could get, like, one of those meal plans, right? Mm-hmm. Or just, like, get one of those home delivery things. So there's my replacement to the feeding, right? And I could go out with my friends, and instead I could just make more money to take myself out. And then I was thinking, like, well, how am I going to get all these reminders and whatnot? And I was like, oh, tech, duh. I'll just program my Alexa to tell me to do things.
Yeah.
So then, I guess, what else is left? Oh, the banging it out. We got vibrators.
We do. Like, it's fine. I mean, it's not the same, but, like, it's like, you deal with so much less bullshit.
Right. And, like, I've dealt with, like, you know, just, like, the casual stuff, whatever. And then, I reach this point that I'm just, like, kind of what we were talking about last week with ethical fucking.
Yeah.
You know, like, I can't anymore. Like, if you're dumb, I can't bang you. Like, I just can't. And I'm like... I guess that's growth, but it's also sad. Oh, and then the whole procreation thing. Like, I don't know if I want kids. And also, there's, like, sperm banks and whatnot. So then, like, why do I need a man? So that's where I'm at right now. This has been a whole week of me thinking about
this. My thing is, like, I think I'm coming around to the fact that, like, maybe I am ready to be in a relationship. And so, mm-hmm. for me, it's, like, But I've been single for a long time, and I've been enjoying being single. Like, I'm not the kind of person that, like, when I'm single, I'm thinking of, like, oh, this thing is missing in my life. Like, mm-hmm. I'm always just, like, fulfilled on my own. And I actually, like, if I am going through a moment where I do feel lonely, I for sure know that it is not the time to find someone, because you don't want to end up with just the wrong person just because you're feeling lonely in that moment. So I'm more of a person where, like, I'm doing really good, then I'll be open to it, you know? Like, I don't yeah. want it when I feel like I need it. Like, I just kind of want it when I feel like I literally just kind of want it, you know?
Right. Like, I feel like every now and then I give into, like, the pressure because, like, my friends are getting married. And then, like, I like going on little adventures. And I was like, oh, it'd be really nice to have someone there. Oh, and pictures. And then I'm like, right, I could get a tripod.
Yeah.
and, like, a remote control.
But also, like, again, like...
And, like, cuddles, right? I am a cat. Like, I am a cat.
And you inside. Have a cat.
Yeah. So, you know, like, how cats come over and they cuddle you for, like, 2 minutes, and they're just like, love me. And then they're like, okay, I'm done, bye.
Yeah.
That is me when it comes to, like, affection and physical display.
Well, like, I make Ileana give me huggies. So,
aww.
That's kind of, like, my cuddle buddy right now. And, like, you know, I don't really need anything. Like, I just, like, you yeah. know, she just gives me, like, a warm huggy, and, like, I just know she loves me, so it's fine. But... also, just, like, having to deal with men means, like, dealing with their bullshit. And, like, we were talking about
that's
this, like,
really what it is.
We were talking about, like, men, like, you want to come into our space and you want us to listen to you, like, we are not your therapist. Actually, men, really, y'all need to start going to therapy.
Go to therapy.
Because, you know, like, you need to learn how to get in touch with your own feelings, and you need to learn how to deal with them so that you can understand that, like, women don't have to deal with them. And, like, here's the other thing about Latino men, especially, like
emotional burdens that they bring to
okay,
people.
My thing is, like, Mexican men, and I only know about Mexican men because those are the men in my family, have bad tempers, and especially, like, the men, like, in my immediate family have bad tempers. And it, to me, is to the point where, like, being around any angry man, like, gives me so much anxiety. And it's, like, it's not that I think that they're gonna hit me or anything, because, like, thankfully, like, you know, we never had domestic abuse in my family or anything like that. But, like, it's not that I feel like they're gonna hit me. It's just more, like, there's, like, a part of me that grew thinking, like, I had to deal with their anger. Like, I either had to make sure that they were okay with it, or, like, I had to make myself disappear so that it would go away, or I had to, like, make it okay in some way. And so I've always sort of, like, taking it on to myself that, like, now, like, one of the things that I want in a man is, like, I want somebody that's patient. I want somebody that's calm. Like, I have friends. Like, I have one really good friend. This is the one thing I admire so much about him. Like, he can get really frustrated and upset, but he's not angry. Like, I've never felt that anger from him. And I'm like, this is, like, one of those things that, like, I need to have
mm-hmm.
in a partner eventually. And it's because so much of men, like, just, they transfer their shit to us and they expect us to deal with it for them. And it's like, nah, motherfucker, like, that is not my job.
That is so true. Like, as you were saying that, I remember when my mom first started dating my stepdad, that was, like, one of the things she always talked about is, like, how calm and peaceful of a person. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you've met my stepdad.
No.
He's, like, one of the most calmest people you've ever met. Like, I don't think I've ever seen him angry. He got angry once, and that's because somebody accidentally killed our sheep.
Well, that's a big thing.
And
yeah.
that was the only time I've ever seen him mad, because he's just, like, very good at that. And I feel like, especially in our society where men are usually, like, angry and macho, that, like, that type of presence when your life is chaotic
mm-hmm.
is just very soothing, you know? And it's rare.
No, and it is, and that's what
but
I'm
why
like,
it shouldn't be
because men just expect us to have to deal with, like, they literally just think, like, you need to deal with my shit no matter what it is. Like, this whole ride or die,
told that they should expect that from us too.
No, well, I mean, yeah, but that's why they need to go to therapy. They need to go to
right.
therapy to learn that, like, it's like, it's not women's job. It's literally no one else's job
right.
to, like, have to deal with this shit for you. And, like, the other thing is, like, I know, like, men have trauma too. Like, their own personal trauma that comes from toxic masculinity. Like, but so do we. And, like, we don't, like, you know, let's talk about, like, all the shootings in America. Like, the most common thread is toxic masculinity. a lot of the men that will go and do this, like, have a history of domestic abuse. Mm-hmm. And it's because, like, men are constantly thinking that we have to respond to them. And it's just, like, maybe they want us to talk about, like, their perspective. Like, that's just, like, the smaller scale of stuff that happened in, like, a much larger scale that constantly put us in danger as women. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, unless you learn how to listen, like, we are not going to get anywhere.
Right.
In general. And, like, now men are probably like, oh, look, she's comparing us to, like, all these other men. And, like, yeah, like, I'm saying it's a smaller scale, but it's still, like,
bottles up.
It's still, like, to me, it feels like an attack on women constantly that, like, men refuse to listen to who, to what we have to say. To the point where, like, now I don't even want to be around you.
I was at, I went to the May Day Festival, when Monica was in town, and there was a sign there that said, like, take a moment and ask yourself, do I need to give my opinion? And I was just like, ooh. Like, yes. Even that hit me, you know?
Yes.
Like, I don't have to give my opinion on everything. Like, sometimes you just take a step back and you just listen to what the other person is saying. And also, like, maybe you do have an opinion. Maybe it goes against something you believe in. But, like, also, do you have to put that labor in?
Like, you don't have, like, not every space is meant for you, and a lot of people have a hard time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have a really hard time realizing that because they think that people are supposed to constantly be in dialogue with them and trying to educate them. So they think like every space should be open up to like white cis men.
Google
they think that they just think, and it's like, okay, maybe the space is open there for you to be an spectator and like a witness and a listener. But you don't actually have to participate. No one actually has to ever address you.
Mm-hmm.
And people just, like, assume that, like, hey, I'm here, talk to me. Like, we don't have to talk to you. Like, just listen and pay attention. And, like,
right.
Like, you know, like, I follow a lot of Afro-Latinas, right? And they're one of the points that they're constantly making is, like, people, like, lighter-skinned Latinas are constantly commenting on shit and, like, trying to argue against, like, the points that they're making. And they're like, this space is not for you. And so, like, even though I follow these people, I just, like, see what they post, I see what they have to say, and, like, I never, ever have to actually comment on it. And maybe I'll comment on something that's, like, not specific to my point of view, like, maybe it's just, like, a different type of comment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, in that moment, it makes sense, but, like, I don't necessarily have to constantly engage with them, and they
right.
have no, they don't have to engage with me either, even if I do say something, like,
right.
You can't just expect people to just start catering to you and, like, what you want and what you need just because you're there.
Yeah, and not everyone has to agree with you. Like, that's the other thing. Like, you can step away. And I feel like people don't understand that. And they just, like, want to, like, especially men. They just want to keep arguing. And you're just like, okay, like, I'm done here.
Yeah.
And it's just so frustrating. But,
But, yeah, so we don't have to give you the male perspective on anything we do. We're going to give you the perspective that we want to give you. We're going to talk about the things that we want to talk about. Bring on the people that we want to bring on, and I actually don't want to bring on men to talk about their perspective. Like, we might have men in the future.
We mentioned a guy, like, we mentioned a couple people, and they just happen to not be men.
Yeah, and but I, like, very personally want to make sure that if we ever bring a man on this show,
mm-hmm.
it is for them to talk about something else, but
very
not
intentional, very purposeful,
but I don't want to talk about their male perspective. Like, there's people that have a lot of things to offer. Like, we've talked about Hendel, right? He's somebody that
mm-hmm.
we definitely want to work in the
yeah.
future. He's somebody that is going
oh, yeah,
to be he's going to be showing up here, and he does a lot of, like, he does activism, he does, like, he has his own podcast, so, like, we want to bring him
there's
on,
so
and we want
to more to him than his masculinity.
Yeah, there's much more to him than his male perspective, and so, like,
just
if we're going to bring him on, like, we're going to be talking to him about those things that he's doing, and we love him and appreciate him, but, like, we don't need to hear his male perspective on the issues that we deal with. Like,
right.
That's...
But, yeah, it's frustrating when you're asking for, like, well, how come I'm not hearing this? Like, we're not journalists. Like, we're just doing this, and we're telling you what we're putting out there.
Yeah, and we call the
if
basic...
we ask,
we call the
cool.
basic brown nerds, because we are also trying to be basic in our own shit. Like... I have to deal with my own personal shit all the time that, like, I don't necessarily want to make that, like, even with my poetry, right? Like, I try to write about whatever I want to write about, but, like, my poetry is not, like, about being undocumented specifically, or it's like whatever I am feeling at that moment. And like sometimes it will deal with that, sometimes it will deal with being a single mother, but like that's not all I am, and therefore that's not all I ever have to be. Yes. And like I don't have to constantly only be talking about immigration, I don't constantly have to be talking about this one other thing. Like, and we do try to keep up with what's happening in the world, but then like also at the same time, like we have like mental health issues that we have to take care of. Like I have a lot of anxiety constantly, like every time Dak is back on the news, like, literally, like, I, like, the last time something happened, I was so upset, and, like, I was having, like, such a hard, like, I got late to work because, like, I couldn't even deal with it, and I'm just, like, stop expecting us to deal with things. Like, we all have different issues that we're passionate about, but we also, like, because of that, like, we have to try to put our energy in the places where we want to place it, because there's so much happening, we can't possibly talk about it all, we can't possibly process everything. And like sometimes I feel like people want us to be Latina rebels, and like that's not who we are. And also like they actually already exist, they have like their group of people. Like if y'all want like constant updates about what's happening in the world, like follow Latina Rebels. They do a great job.
They're great. They do their research. You know, like they're great.
They post like things that
that's not who we are.
Like I trust in their sources. We don't have time to be checking sources all the time. We don't have time to be reading a bunch of articles all the time.
Like, so yeah, if you send us some stuff like that, don't take it personal. Like we've kind of just set that boundary that we're not gonna be that those people, right? Like we're not going to be updating you guys on the news.
And it's not because we don't think they're important. It's just, like, we also have to
we're
deal
not
with them in our own way.
We don't know how to deal with that.
Yeah.
Like, this is a safe space that we have carved for ourselves. And that's about it. Like, and I think that was one of the things you wrote a caption that was just, like, we appreciate you and we love the support, but we don't belong to you.
Well, it was, like, Jessica Williams said that.
Oh, really?
That was something that she posted, and she...
So that was you quoting Jessica
Williams. Yes, yes. And she had that tweet sort of, like, you know, you can sort of pin a tweet to the top of your Twitter or whatever. And she had that there for a long time. I think right now she updated it because she's going to be in the next Harry Potter movie or something.
Yeah.
But she said this when Jon Stewart left The Daily Show and everyone wanted her to do it. Like, everyone was like, we want a black woman to be the host. Like, she's amazing. She's funny. Like, we want her. And she didn't want to do it. She didn't want to have to commit for 5 years to be in that show. She didn't feel like she was ready for it, because when you're there and you can see it with Trevor Noah, like people were like, he's not really up to it yet, like, well, like it's like a hard role to take on, and like it was like exciting to for people to want her to be there, but like she didn't want to do it, and then like people were like mad about it, and like that was when she posted it. She was just like, I'm not yours, like I'm gonna do what I want to do, and it, I don't have to do what you want me to do.
Right. And I think that's like, that's not just for us. That's for like all of your favorite content creators. Like, they are just normal people like you trying to live and finding outlets for themselves. Stop pressuring people.
And men, stop telling us what to do.
Mainly men, stop sliding in and telling me what to do. Like, we don't care. I'm gonna leave everybody on scene. Like, I'm just done. All men, you're getting left on scene.
Like Cardi B on that song I Do is like, because I felt like it, right? That's gonna be us. That's our male perspective episode. We hope you liked it. Men, I hope you heard what you wanted to hear. Psych, I hope you heard what you have to hear. And like, I hope you like process it. Because really, like, this goes beyond our podcast. This goes to how you deal with women every day in your life.
So I think that's it for today. Oh, and another thing, thank you so much to everyone that's, like, actually donated to us.
Yes.
I can't believe people actually like us.
I know. So hopefully we'll be updating, like, our sound system and stuff like that soon.
So we're excited because that means we get to bring you all more things. You know, just kind of, this is something that is a labor of love. And this is something more for us, too, that we've brought it out, and it's really exciting to see that people resonate with it. So
thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. If you have any questions or feedbacks, or if you want to submit to your version of taking out the trash, telling us about those trash men in your lives, email us at basicbrownnerds@gmail.com. Go to patreon.com/basicbrownnerds, or you could donate directly to us at Venmo at basicbrownnerds.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Basic Brown Nerds.